listening to An Inside Look with North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. How do I land a big deal in my community? What are location consultants really looking for? Join us as we pull back the curtain and look inside the secrets of site selection with your hosts, Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Welcome to An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants. I'm Tim Tarantine here with my co-host Amanda Harrison. And Amanda, you had a great conversation with one of the top consultants in North America. Tell us who they are and what they do.
So I spoke with Brandon Talbert this week. He is a location consultant for Austin Consulting, and he's got some really awesome experience to share with us. He has expertise in specific areas, including food processing plants, industrial manufacturing, warehouses, and distribution centers. He is passionate about traveling, running, and anything sports related, and he's received some awesome awards and recognition in his career. He was recognized by Business Journal of Tri-Cities, Tennessee, Virginia, for being 40 under 40, and he was also recognized by the Wall Street Journal for the Award of Business Excellence. So he's definitely got some credibility and some awesome experience to share with us all today. So take a listen. Hi, Brandon. Thank you so much for joining us today on An Inside Look, North America's Top 50 Site Consultants, and welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Amanda.
We love to start with this same question just so that everyone listening can get an idea for who you are. So what are three things that everyone should know about you?
You know, I'm really passionate about what I do. This is a great job, and I have an opportunity to work with some great clients and, you know, travel to a lot of different locations. And so through that process, developing friendships with those in the communities that I visit, with clients that I work with, is probably the most rewarding part of my job. And I'm also very detailed and thorough. I try to be as prepared as possible in what I do, and asking as many questions as I can throughout the process to, you know, reveal both the good and the bad.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry of site selection. What brought you in, and then why have you stayed?
A little over 3 years ago, I was recruited by Austin Consulting. Prior to that, I'd worked in economic development for about 6 or 7 years with two different regional organizations, starting out in Tennessee and then Indiana.
Fantastic. And what about the industry do you love the most that's kept you wanting to have a career in site selection?
Yeah, I think just the opportunity to learn so much about different locations and about each project's a little different. You know, we tend to work on a lot of technical projects, very process intensive manufacturing operations. And so through that, just learning about the manufacturing processes, what's driving a particular decision. And as the project evolves and things come up that you don't anticipate, and just being able to respond accordingly, you get to learn a little bit about a lot of different things. And I think that's what I enjoy so much. It's continually challenging yourself to be the best you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. So we also love to ask all of our top 50 site consultants about an inside secret, but I'm excited to hear your answer since you had experience working on the economic development side. What maybe do you know now, being in site selection, that you didn't when you were in economic development that you can share with us as maybe an inside secret?
Boy, it's hard to say if there's a truly an inside secret. You know, it's somewhat of an art, I think. One thing that I appreciate more now working on this side is you really understand what's going on. And a lot of times working on the other side of the business, you're sort of trying to figure out what's driving a particular decision. And there's just a lot that you don't know. And you try to guess, or sometimes I think overthink it, which to me, sitting down with clients and having private conversations about what they like in a certain area, what they don't like in certain areas, things that we can't share, obviously, but you certainly have a better appreciation for what's going into the decision. And I think that's one of the things that's so great here. I loved working in economic development as well, but you're also kind of limited to a specific geography, whereas we have many different options.
Absolutely. So some of those things when you're sitting down with your clients or your companies and they are making
those requests, the things that are most important to them in making a decision. Can you tell us what are some of those key issues that keep coming up over and over again that seem to be really relevant right now?
I think finding a location with a good operating cost structure is really important to most of our clients. When you're building a new facility, particularly if you're planning to be there in the long term, you want to make the right decision, and it's going to be based on those cost variables that are most critical to their operation. And I think having a positive business climate as well, finding a community that's welcoming, that they feel like would be willing to support future expansions, that makes it easy to do business there. And, you know, also a community that shows well, that there's some appeal. I think more and more we're seeing clients that are very interested in getting to know the community. And, you know, does it have a vibrant downtown? Is it going to be an appealing place for their workers? Because I think labor is also a major consideration. You know, are your people going to enjoy working there? Is it a place where we can recruit talent? Is it a place where our employees are going to be happy?
So we've talked a little bit about what the companies, what your clients are looking for. Now turning to you personally, what are some of those marketing strategies that you've seen economic developers or communities using that have been most effective on working for you?
You know, for me, it's primarily a personal outreach. You know, I like working with people I know and people I trust. And, you know, I think anytime you have an opportunity to connect on a personal level, it's a little easier to know where to go if I've got a project that comes up and we're looking at that area. So for me, that's still the most effective. I mean, I've seen some creative packages, you know, messaging that, you know, by mail or email that may catch my eye. But for me, I think, you know, just the personal touch is what has the most impact.
Absolutely. So this question might be a little bit of a repeat of what you just said, but if you are a community with a limited budget and you don't have tons of money to offer in a way of incentives or even tons of money to travel and go around the country meeting site selectors, what do you think are the most effective tools that those communities or economic development organizations can invest in?
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to vary from one community to another and just depending on what resources are available to them at the either the state level or maybe at a regional level or through utility partners. But, you know, for me, being able to, especially when you get down to the property level, having a very data-rich GIS tool is often helpful. I can gather a lot of information online. We have our own tools as well, but the more local intelligence that we can gather on the web through website and GIS software is really helpful.
Great. And then as a leader, Brandon, how do you personally define success for yourself?
You know, I think always being open to learning. You know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to constantly learn new things, and just being able to learn from those missteps and learn from each project and swallow your pride when you have to and just constantly challenging yourself to be the best you can be.
Yeah, absolutely. So you just mentioned a lesson, learning from missteps, learning from past mistakes. But is there another leadership lesson that you use and kind of rely on throughout your experience that you would want to pass on to others?
You know, I think just the way you carry yourself professionally, being a leader that inspires other people, that's such a challenge, I think, especially as a young professional sometimes. I haven't been doing this as long as many of my colleagues have, so I'm looking up to others that have been doing this a lot longer, always trying to learn and hopefully be able to, at some point in my career, you know, pass on some of those lessons in the future.
Yeah, that's good advice. And I know that we've got a lot of young professionals who are listening today, so that's great. This is the last question that we're going to ask you, and then we'll get you out of here with this. If you could tell a room full of economic developers just one thing and really stress just one thing, what would that be?
I would say be prepared. You know, sometimes, you know, in doing this work, you go into a community and they really didn't put the preparation needed. We try to give you as much information as we can about the project and what's driving it, and as much instruction around that as far as, you know, especially leading up to a site visit. So just putting forth your best effort and being prepared, and, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Excellent. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast and for taking the time to give us an inside look at what you look at from your perspective as an site consultant, and congratulations again on being named one of North America's top 50.
Well, thanks, Amanda. It was nice talking with you.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.